The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. You know, the Medicare annual enrollment period is soon to be upon us. An important time of year for millions of older Americans. Joining us now to talk more about that, the Vice President of Medicare, Medicare Advantage, rather, at United Healthcare, Betsy Chin. Betsy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, annual enrollment period, very important time of year for older adults. When does it start and why is it such an important time?
Yes, the annual enrollment period for Medicare starts on October 15th and wraps up December 7th. And this period of time is critical for our Medicare-eligible friends to make a decision on their coverage for the following year. So for that 6-7 week period, we really encourage people to review their plan options and see if the coverage that they have this year is still going to work for them next year.
And in so doing, Betsy, what are some things for people to consider as they're looking over their plan?
The great place to start is cost. How much are you planning to cost next year, and does that fit your budget? The next couple of things to look for are your doctors and the prescription drugs that you take. Make sure that those are covered by the plan that you choose for next year. And once you've got the cost down and you're sure that the doctors and drugs that you need are in your plan, we finally recommend to look at some of the extra benefits that many plans offer. For example, lots of plans offer gym membership or dental, vision, and hearing coverage, things that go above and beyond the traditional medical and prescription drug coverage that so many of us find helpful to keep healthy and active.
Yeah, it can be rather daunting having to go through all this. For example, there are different types of Medicare, aren't there?
There are, and it's important to review the options to see what's right for you. Of course, there's Original Medicare, which you can get directly from the federal government, and that includes Parts A and B. Those parts of Medicare pay for inpatient hospital visits as well as outpatient services with your doctor. Then there's Medicare Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage, which come from private insurance companies and really combine Parts A and B together, and often also include Part D, which is the prescription drug coverage. And then there's Medicare supplement plans as well, which can ride alongside an original Medicare choice, and you may couple that with a Part D plan as well. So it's really important, because there are so many options, for people to do their homework during this time of year and check out educational resources like MedicareEducation.com to help break down this information and help you navigate what can be a complex decision, but an important one for your health next year.
There are a lot of options, Betsy, and there are changes from year to year too, aren't there? So, I mean, if you're just thinking, well, I'll just go with what I'm happy with the way things are right now, it's worth looking at what your options are, because there may be some changes, right?
That's right. Yeah. And in many cases, if you're happy with your coverage this year, you can stay with it as long as the plan continues to be offered. But we do recommend that you take this time to just review any changes that your plan notifies you of. You should be receiving a piece of mail in the next couple of weeks called the Annual Notice of Change. And that piece of mail is really important to just tell you what's going to stay the same and what's going to change on the plan that you're in currently. And once you take a look there and see if that's still going to meet your needs or not, a resource like MedicareEducation.com can help you start to explore what other options are out there if you're interested in looking.
You mentioned the first step is to make sure that your physician and your medication is covered. What are some things people should do to make sure their medications are covered by Medicare?
Each plan will have an approved drug list, or something called the formulary. That's the place to check for the specific prescription actions that you or a loved one are taking, you want to look and make sure that they are on the formulary. And then what tier of the formulary are they on? So often that drug list is broken up into tiers 1, 2, 3, et cetera, all with different coverage stipulations. So different copay amounts, some might be covered in full, so no cost share from the member. But all of those things are really important to understand before you start the plan. Is it on the formulary? And how much will I pay based on where it is on the formulary? Those are good things to ask before the coverage year begins.
All right. A lot of decisions to make, again, starting next month. Where can people go for more information again?
Visit MedicareEducation.com ahead of the annual enrollment period, which starts October 15th.
All right, very good. Betsy, thanks for the information. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.